It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
They get you going every day.
I don't care for the sportsman like talk.
Toucher and Rich.
At least let me live in a fantasy world that for 3 hours you hate each other.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fastball, no bang at all. Takes it. Next pitch. There's the changeup. Bang, bang, takes it. There was the off speed. Now, it's like, wait, what? What's going on here? Now look, fastball outside. So quick, two signs. Geared up for the fastball, fouls it off. Next pitch, change up. Bang, bang.
Oh, I love it. 98.5 is Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. We got both the Bankroll boys sticking around. Lifshad's so fired up that he's sticking around for the break. I love it.
A lot of stamina for Dan today.
So this was fun yesterday. I mean, obviously, that sucked. That game was awful. And I don't even care whether or not, like, people say, well, you're using an excuse for them losing. I love conspiracy theories. I don't care who wins or loses. I'm all in on this. And a team like the Astros, who has a record of it, this just makes it all the better. All night last night, I was getting tweets from one of our listeners who was recording most of the big hits that the Astros had yesterday. And before each one, there did seem to be a blatant whistle. I'll give you this example.
And the batter is Yordan Alvarez. After the ground out by Bregman, and that one's down the line into left. What a night. Alvarez.
And we have already played three of the big hits in which that was there. Now, Mike Lockhart is in the other room, and he is digging up more evidence because I want to find out if the same at bat, if it was something other than a fastball, whether there was no whistle. And that says something to me. Like if that's the case, or if it's just some jackass whistling at every pitch, then that does make a difference. Now, since then, this is fantastic because I told you there was a Twitter account that's Astros Whistleblower, and it's all a compilation of all of the whistles that were done, and this guy was all over it for the past several games. As a matter of fact, I think that Mike is pulling the audio as well. Altuve's game-tying run 2 games ago, blatant whistle being right there. And as a matter of fact, if you took a look, there is here's an article from 2019. This is not anything new. This is from Yahoo. The New York Yankees accused Houston Astros of using whistles to convey stolen signs during the recent ALCS, and it turns out they weren't totally off base. According to Andy Martino of SNY, MLB investigators did find evidence of whistling in footage of Game 1 of the ALCS, but they weren't able to identify the source. So this happened in 19, and they went back.
To back that up, it was Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge said he had no respect for the Houston Astros, mm-hmm. flat out called them cheaters, and he's very – he basically thinks that, yeah, they've been cheating their way, and that's probably where that article –
The Dodgers do, too. I mean, the Dodgers, the – I mean, and by the way, I'm not saying that these teams aren't cheating because I'm sure they are. Mm-hmm. But they're doing it so obviously. I mean, it's so obvious.
All right, let's go to Josh. Josh, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich. You a believer?
Hey, guys. Oh, yeah, 100% I'm a believer. And the thing is, you know, playing baseball my entire life, competitively throughout college, and having a professional coach that, you know, coached in the pros. I mean, every time you're watching a game and looking for details, whether you're playing or on the bench, people are trying to dissect the littlest information because it could give you the – you know, competitive advantage. Mm-hmm. There are times where we could pick up the slightest hint to be like, this is going to be a fastball coming up. We'd get called by our last names at bat, so I knew.
Yep.
So,
that's
kind of unspoken rules.
That stuff's been going on for years.
It, but Oh, yeah, 100%. So this case, I totally believe somebody picked up something and knew this was a fastball coming. They whistled and pulled it.
Well, weren't they get caught for tipping their pitches? 100%. Wasn't that the big story after game three or whatever it was?
Yeah, there was part of that. Yeah. And the other thing, too, is that, which kind of sucks for the Red Sox, is your manager is the last guy that can say anything. Mm-hmm. Like, he can't say a word about any of this.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, too, like, if he has... Like, have you seen him react in the dugout? Because I mean, obviously, this is the first time. Last night was the first time I was even aware of any of this. And it is fun. Like, listening to all this, I mean, the whistles are there. Whether or not they're there on the other pitches, I don't know yet. Mike's finding that right now. But, I mean, I wonder if Cora has, I don't know. Like, I wonder if now I want to go back and, like, you know, kind of like the usual suspects.
Houston is not scared to do this.
See the way that Cora is reacting.
Houston is not scared to do this because they know Cora won't call him out on it.
All right, let's go to Steve. Steve, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I think you're hitting. The key is, where are they getting the signs from? So if it's not coming from second base, and if they're whistling that quick, it's probably coming from the replay room, which they've been caught for doing before. There's just no time to do anything else other than to relay something quick and then get the whistle out. So that's probably where they're getting the signs from.
And that's a good question. Can you use the replay rooms right now? Should we ask JD Martinez that? Seriously. I mean, because if it has, you're right, though. It has to come from somewhere where they can see it and then somehow deliver the message. We've heard the buzzer before, right?
Yes.
It'd have to come from that room to get a buzzer to come through. I'm being serious.
All right. So, by the way, Matt Dolliff said the Astros hiring the local news crew to tape signals and a random fan to whistle would be such skullduggery, I'd have no choice but to respect it. I mean, yeah. And now I want to know, during the ALCS where the Yankees were complaining, do you remember if that was happening at Yankee Stadium? I mean, because, I mean, this is balls. Like, to do it at Fenway, it's one thing to do it at your own park. But to have some sort of thing set up, you know, at the visitor, I guess you're just going to have to get to the point where everyone's just loud as hell and everyone's whistling.
Did we hear anything in the Chicago series? Like, it's just funny how this is.
That's a good point. Can we go back?
You know? Oh, well, the Chicago series, they accused the Astros of cheating.
Yep.
It was the
Ryan Tepera.
Right. Yeah, remember
literally
Dusty
said
Baker called them
they're
out,
whistling.
You're right. Because remember Dusty Baker was like, I don't even know who that guy is. Or whatever,
oh, that's a good point.
Well now there's a picture that we're all being sent of Dusty Baker doing his mid-game interview. And it looks like he's wearing a smartwatch.
He has the Apple Watch.
Which is illegal.
He has the Apple Watch, which is what the Red Sox got caught
doing. That's illegal.
Is it or is it a Fitbit?
It doesn't matter. You're not allowed to wear either of them.
You're not allowed to wear a Fitbit?
After the Red Sox Apple Watch scandal, they banned those from
dugouts. It does kind of look like a Fitbit, but I don't know.
You can get all that information on Fitbit, by the way. You can get, like, calls, all that stuff on Fitbit.
Really?
Yep. My sister-in-law has one, and you can get, like, when you were getting a phone call, it shows on your Fitbit now.
Listen, I would know nothing about that.
Neither would I. I don't have one, but she does. So that's the only reason I know.
By the way, this is here's Tepera, who is the relief pitcher from the White Sox, who's complaining during their series. Here it is.
It's been a while since I've had that playoff atmosphere, and you know, the stadium was rocking. You know, obviously it's a different game here at our field. You know, you play at Minute Maid, and you know they're doing something over there that's a little different. You know, it shows you how many swings and misses they had tonight compared to at Minute Maid. So tomorrow, and you know, we got another home field advantage, so we're ready to go.
See, do you think something else is going on still, or is that just like a hunch given the past?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is. They've obviously had a reputation of, you know, doing some sketchy stuff over there, and we can say that it's a little bit of a difference. You know, I think you saw the swings and misses tonight compared to you know, the first two games of Minute Maid.
I love it.
Well, the problem with Tepera's argument was the next day in Chicago, Houston scored 10 runs and won the game. That was the thing. I mean, if you're saying, oh, you have a home field advantage, you can cheat while you're at home but not here, and then the opposition goes out and scores 10 on you the next day, it doesn't look good.
What are we talking about right now? That is someone traveling to Fenway who's with the team and whistling.
I'm not saying it's not possible, but I'm saying that people...
Check the tape of the White Sox in Chicago.
People disapproved of Tepera's statement because it didn't hold water the next day.
But now that we know that they could be doing it at opposing stadiums, it could hold water.
Sure.
Here's what I'd say.
Back on it, yes.
If I'm the Red Sox, I'm whistling every dang pitch.
Everyone in the
Every
in the
pitch, whistle. Just whistle. And if honestly, if you're Alex Cora and you're the Red Sox, the whole dugout should be whistling every pitch. Because if you want to mitigate that, that's how you do it without calling them on it. You just go back at them.
Let's go to Marissa. Marissa, what's up? You are on Toucher and Rich. Line three, Dan. Marissa. Hey, how's it going?
Hi. So I think if you take you, Rich, Lipschatz, and Adam Jones, you guys can solve this. Like, I think if you take all of you conspiracy theory kings, I think you could solve it. You don't even need baseball officials.
Whistle court?
You guys can just handle it.
Yeah. Right. Damn right we will. Right. Done. Take him to whistle court.
I think we got a new segment.
All right. I do want to take this call because this is kind of interesting. Jamie. Jamie, what's up, man? You're on the show.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
These whistles are definitely coming from the dugout. The pitcher's tipping something. They're not coming from the media room or the you know some video or anything. It's definitely getting tipped from the dugout.
Okay, so you think that this it's a situation kind of like they had before where they've got a video or there's because I thought all
no,
of that was
there's...
specifically taken away after the Astros got busted, right? There's no video what's it called, a monitor that they used to have because that's what got everybody in trouble. That's gone.
Yeah, they're not using a monitor. The pitcher's tipping something. They're definitely picking something up from the dugout, and it's being relayed.
There's
it's
some
being relayed by a whistle. Or
I agree with the I agree with every call. There's some sort of gamesmanship going on where they're cheating. They're doing something to get an advantage that they've been caught for before. But somehow maybe there's no like buzzer or something like that, and they're not going to get in trouble for it.
Or maybe at home they use the buzzer, which is what
remember it was a crease. Remember,
I mean, which is what they've been accused of in the past, where they use the buzzer at home and they bang on drums and you know on the road.
And listen, I wouldn't be surprised if Sale was tipping pitches because he's struggling. I mean, he's in it, you know. And
yeah.
I don't think they're tipping pitches. I think they're stealing signs and then relaying the signs.
But either one.
Although Eduardo Rodriguez has been accused of tipping pitches before. I mean, that's something he's got a history of. Right.
Yeah.
So that part of it I get. But you're right. I agree with Dan. I think in the situation like with a guy like Chris Sale up there, it's just somebody sees the signals,
but
somebody relays the signals.
It's not just Sale. The night before, it was Whitlock. So now you're telling me that Whitlock and Sale
and
Eduardo, all these guys are tipping pitches? I'm sorry. That's not the case. Here's what I'm telling you. Someone's sitting out there. They're watching what the pitcher's put down. If it goes to the Apple Watch or they go to the buzzer, they're whistling. That's how it works. I mean, it's really not that complicated. If that was me, that's how I would do it. Okay, they put down a two, call them. If it buzzes, I whistle. Bang. Immediately. Dang. The end.
All right, let's go to Scott. Scott, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, guys, I've been listening to you for 15 years. You got the best show in the world, man.
Thanks, man.
Lipschatz, you're absolutely right. I never, never would say this ever, but you are right. You're right on. That's exactly how the hell it's happening, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist. You just look at the facts. From 2 years ago, it's been going on for 2 years. Then it's absolutely atrocious because, Jill, every off-speed pitch he threw last night, they were whiffing. They were swinging. They were swinging at the freaking ground. It was outside in the dirt. They're swinging at crazy pitches. Every fastball, tink. It was blatantly obvious that night. It was blatantly obvious something was going on.
Scott,
9-1. Come on.
What do you think about the balls that they have? If they're actually doing this to actually go to a visitor stadium and try to pull this off, I mean the balls on these guys.
So you know what? Listen, Houston, what do you expect from a shithole like that?
he is right.
We had a good time in Houston.
Listen,
I remember
had a good
that.
Run.
Houston is the anus of Texas. I think we all
right,
know that.
If you say so.
I lived in Dallas for a while. Dallas is a fine city. Austin is one of the
but
great
that's a
all
Dallas
American
thing.
City.
Dallas people look down on Houston.
Because,
do they not?
Because Austin sucks. Houston sucks.
Okay.
Houston's the worst. Worst traffic I've ever been in my life. Okay. It's like designed by an idiot.
All right.
The infrastructure is just a disaster.
I mean, they built it on a marsh. So
operating from a certain bias. Houston. I had a good time when we were in Houston.
We lived in like a one-block radius, and people were paid to be nice to us at the Super Bowl.
I see. All right.
No, Houston sucks. Austin is just one of the great American cities. Dallas is very nice. Houston is just a bunghole. It sucks.
Okay.
So which
that's why they're cheating.
So which player is going to come out and accuse him of this on the Red Sox?
You see, they can't because you even...
Could Schwarber? Could somebody?
A player cannot say a word because it goes straight back to Cora. They screwed themselves. Cora made it so that they are screwed. That they're absolutely screwed.
And does it go back? I mean, again, he didn't want that time thing happening.
I'm telling
you. It happened.
The only way that any kind of forward move can be made is if we as a fan base rise up via social media.
That's
we
right.
Tweet out these videos.
We can solve this problem. We can call attention to it.
That's right.
No, I think Dan has the best idea. Just have everyone in the dugout whistle at every pitch. That's the only way you're going
to
beat this thing.
Hey, Lockhart's trying to get your attention, it looks like.
Okay, so this is funny. So Mike was just going through the ones that we played the whistle for. So this Alvarez one right here.
And the batter is Jordan Alvarez. After the ground out by Bregman, and that one's down the line
so
into left. What a night.
And I asked
First
Mike,
pitch.
And I was asked Mike, I said, yeah, well, that's the thing. I said, can you find another one from that at-bat where they did not whistle? That was the first pitch. And you said, is it the other Jordan Alvarez was first, the RBI? First pitch as well.
But just nine pitches in the
so
first inning.
Clear. It's so yeah. clear. Whistle every pitch if you're the Red Sox. Alex Cora, tell your entire dugout, whistle. Everyone whistle.
It truly sucks that we caught this after their final game at Fenway, because how great would it be if the entire stands just started whistling?
Tucker and Rich whistles.
Yeah, and
I see a marketing opportunity. I do. I see it.
Baba Vuvuzelas, you know?
Oh, my God. That's a fantastic idea. Have the Red Sox just pull up Vuvuzelas every
You know what? I would have, and this would have been something that the marketing department would have done. I would have bought like a million plastic whistles and given them out at the games. Just every single pitch, you just light it up. Light it up so they can't hear it. I'm in, Dan. You got me. You convinced me. And all of these like great websites, God bless you. Because whereas a couple years ago, people thought they were wearing tinfoil hats, you know what? You were right, and you were proven right. And oh, this is fantastic. Oh, imagine how glorious it would be if they got busted for cheating again. Imagine how utterly glorious it would be if the Astros, within a four-year span, get busted for cheating in the biggest of games twice. Like, what do you do? Kick him out of the league?
Major League Baseball handled it so poorly the last time.
You suspend basically everyone on that team.
Because none of the players got scot-free. You're right.
Everyone.
Yeah, you're right.
Suspend the whole team.
They all got off scot-free.
Make them play with AAA players for a whole year. I mean, seriously.
There you go.
Learn
Perfect.
Your lesson. You get in the, and you, yeah. You know, and you don't get your first-round pick. You're in the bottom of the league, and you don't get your first round.
You get suspended. Yep. I like it.
Screw you.
Somebody just said we need the great equalizer, Tim Wakefield, throwing knucklers. Let's get these clowns. Now we're talking. Wow. All right. Dan, thank you very much. You've riled me up. I love this. I'll take all your conspiracy theories. But this one, the more we talk about it, the more weight it's got. I am enjoying this. But we will get back to this a little bit later on. But first, we've got Dave Richard. It's a big week. I know a lot of people had a bad week last week. A lot of heartbreakers in the fantasy football world. We'll hopefully get him back on track. And also, the number one question with all of the rumors, should you get Deshaun Watson off the waiver wire? We will ask him that first right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
What they say in the morning, you'll be talking about all day.
This is a dumb conversation, but, you know, why the hell not? That's what we do.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It is Toucher and Rich. Is this the Cougs?
It is.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, from everyone who has met him, he is one of the all-time pricks in music.
Which song is this?
Absolute prick.
Really? Okay.
I have the photographic proof that got to do a backstage meet and greet with him. This is maybe when he was Johnny Cougar or Johnny. Yeah.
This is I Need a Lover.
This is a song that has like a 2-minute intro.
This is a song that somebody would submit a parody song of and leave the 2-minute musical intro.
But real quick, so we're backstage and we're all waiting, and they wanted to section people off into groups, and it was like, you know, groups of like 10.
Yeah.
And then he walked out. And right before he did, the record rep, who I had been, you know, friendly with for years, said to me, don't motion to him. Don't go to shake his hand. Don't give him anything to sign. And I'm like, no, that's fine, you know. So he walked over and he stood literally next to me because short guy's in front. And and so literally when the guy went to go take the photograph, he puts the cigarette up to his mouth and blows a big, like, puff of smoke, almost to the point where in the photograph, you almost can't tell that it's him standing next to me. Man. There were six other groups of people that were contest winners that were supposed to get their pictures taken. After the second group, he walked away.
Ah, well, listen, he's the guy.
He walked away and left a record rep to stand there to try and explain to these other people he wasn't coming back.
Oh, what a... I mean, listen, he did write R-O-C-K in the USA, so, I mean, he can have that kind of...
Well, at that point, I'm like, you know what? You're John Mellencamp. You don't even have to do this. You should have said no before.
All right. Well, Dave Richard, he is the senior fantasy writer for CBSSports.com, and he's brought to you by the Mohegan Sun FanDuel Sportsbook. And Dave joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Dave, this is something that I think that you might have been a Dave Stradamus, because a couple of weeks ago, it might have been 2 weeks ago, you tweeted something about, hey, you might want to consider putting Deshaun Watson on your bench, and now we're having all of these rumors coming out that he could end up being on a roster within the week. Is it a smart move? Are you doubling down and saying, well, if you didn't listen to me now, then you should definitely listen to me now?
I think it depends on what your team's like and what your situation is. If you're 1-5, 0-6, God forbid, then I mean you've got to do other things than add a quarterback who's not going to play this week to help your fantasy team out. But if you're in a league that's got a lot of roster space, or if you're in a 14-team league and you want to speculate on a guy who might come back and help you win your fantasy league, the whole idea of getting Deshaun Watson is exactly that. You put him on your bench. There are questions about whether or not he will be allowed to play. All I can tell you is this. The Texans could have activated him and put him on the field at any point since July, and there wasn't going to be a repercussion from the NFL as far as we could tell. Now maybe things will change if he does get traded because, hello, there's a chance that he could play, and he's got all these weird circumstances going on off the field. But I think there's a chance that he does get the chance to play if he's traded, and it seems like it's a pretty big if. If you're in a 10-team league, man, leave him on the waiver wire. It's not worth it. But if you've got that space on your bench, go for it. You can stash Deshaun Watson.
Okay, give me an idea of what you expect out of him points-wise when he ends up joining, if he ends up joining this Miami team. Because, you know, obviously the last time he was on the field, the guy was unbelievable. But he hasn't played in a while. He's got a whole new set of receivers. He's got a whole new set of weapons. Where is he in your mind fantasy-wise if he was to return, let's say, in the next couple of weeks?
If he were to return, let's say the trade happens today. Okay, bang, now he's a Miami Dolphin. Yeah. I would imagine he would take at least a week to get to know the playbook, and it probably wouldn't take him that long. These guys learn playbooks pretty quickly. And he's already got a built-in friend on this Dolphins team. Will Fuller's there, and if Will Fuller's healthy enough to play and come back, then that's a guy he's going to throw to a lot because they work together in Houston. And I think he would realize pretty quickly that a guy like Jalen Waddle, who really runs all of his routes close to the line of scrimmage, isn't necessarily like a deep ball receiver. Pretty easy to get your timing with him, pretty easy to get your timing down with your tight ends. And then Devontae Parker, that's someone that he'd have to work on. I would expect Deshaun Watson to be a top 12 fantasy quarterback pretty quickly once he does come back. Would he be a top 5 guy? Maybe 2-3 games in he would be, but I think there would be a ton of upside. You know, the one thing you have to worry about in Miami is that the offensive line is not very good. The play calling and the coaching haven't been very good either. Watson can kind of erase those things because he's mobile in the pocket and he can make plays when things break down.
Just a quick follow-up to that, John, is that if I have somebody, like if you have a backup quarterback that is, in my case, it's Jalen Hurts, but there's a couple of different players that are, you know, kind of that level. Is it worth dropping them and end up bringing in Deshaun Watson?
Not now. No way.
Okay.
When Jalen Hurts is your backup quarterback, you might be able to trade him into something because somebody in your league lost Russell Wilson, and they're starting Matt Ryan, Tua Tagovailoa, Derek Carr, Ryan Tannehill this week. And you also have to make sure that you're covered for the bye week when your starting quarterback goes away for the week. Like Justin Herbert, for example, is doing this week. So you've got to strategize a little bit. You can't just cut a player that you know the rest of your league will race to pick up just for the hope of Deshaun Watson.
You know what's funny is that there's that part of me that it's the same reason I would never put like Antonio Brown on my team. It's just like there's certain guys that I just I don't want to reward the same with being on my stupid fantasy team.
That'll show them.
Right, it's like that'll like they'll ever know about it. Like, I showed you. But, I mean, it's like one of those things that if I was to win and it was because of this guy and all the stuff he's been accused of, I don't know. Maybe I'm not feeling too good about myself.
But that's okay. That's your prerogative as a fantasy manager. And, like, there's some people out there, like, they're diehard Patriots fans who refuse to have any Jets on their roster. And while this year that's a brilliant idea, there have been years in the past where it's been a bad idea.
All right. Ultimately, we're getting into bye weeks now. And for those of us who have both Dallas running backs, for example, this week on a bye, you know, I had Ezekiel Elliott and Pollard. I thought I was a real smart guy. But now here I am. They're both on a bye week and I'm scrambling a little bit. And a lot of people are going through the same thing. It's a big bye week for a lot of guys. Where should we look here for running backs this week?
Well, it's not just the bye week guys at running back, but like of the remaining 26 teams, it feels like half of them have a running back who's hurt this week.
Right.
And you've got to go and replace that guy. Look in this game tonight. The Cleveland Browns have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, two of the best running backs in football. Neither one of them are going to be able to play. So D'Ernest Johnson looks like he's going to be the next man up in Cleveland. And it's a warm body who's going to get 15 touches playing behind a good offensive line. That's about the nicest thing that I could say about D'Ernest Johnson. And he's available on the waiver wire in a ton of leagues, even so right now. He's someone that I'd be interested in if you need a guy this week. But if you're looking to speculate a little bit, I like Ramondre Stevenson and what we're seeing out of him in the Patriots' office. The fact that he was working as a passing downs guy for part of last week, that's encouraging. We know what he can do near the goal line as well. He could end up being a factor in fantasy leagues moving forward, and so might Devontae Freeman, who looks like the best running back in Baltimore right now. We know that Latavius Murray is beat up, and we know that the Ravens are going to use multiple running backs no matter what, but it could come to pass that Freeman gets half of the snaps against the Bengals this week. I really think that there's a chance, just based on the film, that he ends up being the best running back for the Ravens. You can find him on the waiver wire. The consolation prize is going to be somebody like Le'Veon Bell. Oh, there's another guy, Jarrett Patterson in Washington. Mm-hmm. Antonio Gibson didn't practice on Wednesday. He got hurt last week. No guarantee he's going to play against the Packers. It's not a great situation. I'd rather start D'Ernest Johnson, but Jarrett Patterson is another running back who is going to play potentially and help you get something from the running back position.
You brought up Jalen Hurts earlier, and it surprised me that he, even though Philadelphia is not a good team, he has been a very good fantasy quarterback for the balance of the season, even though the numbers don't bear that out.
Well, the numbers that bear it out are his rushing touchdowns and the fact that he's able to score on the ground so much. That's really been what saved him as even a good fantasy quarterback. If he could get his act together as a passer, he would be lights out. And there's still a chance that that happens. It could even happen as soon as this week. He's got a great matchup against Las Vegas. There's a chance that game could turn into a high-scoring matchup. But there is a growing sense that Philadelphia knows that they have to actually run the ball. Like, there's actually a part of football that involves a running back taking a handoff and then running with it while holding on to the football. They're going to actually explore that idea for the first time this year with Miles Sanders. And he's a great buy-low candidate. If you need a running back this week, I would try and trade for Miles Sanders if the guy that has Sanders in your league isn't planning on using him. Because he's got a chance. The schedule's great for the next few weeks for Philadelphia. Their offensive line's getting healthier. The coaches have to realize that they need to run the football, and their offensive coordinator said this week that they need to get Miles Sanders going. And Sanders has looked pretty good on the limited plays that he's actually had.
Well, Dave Richard, hopefully people like me in the league that you set up in the Rich Certainly League is...
How are you doing in that league?
I'm sucking. I'm awful.
Really?
I think I'm
too bad.
I'm 2-4, but, you know, a lot of it is just, you know, bad breaks, bad luck. It's not like I didn't get good advice. It's just a lot of my guys are hurt, and it sucks, but I'm trying to bounce back. So if people want to contact you, Dave, if they're kind of screwed like I am and they need some Hail Mary passes, how do they get a hold of you, Dave?
You know, you can find me on Twitter at Dave Richard. We do a live fantasy football show every day at noon Eastern on CBS Sports HQ. The name of that show is Fantasy Football Today, and we've got a podcast by the same name, Fantasy Football Today. You can subscribe and follow wherever you get your podcasts. Basically a million different ways to help you win your league.
Appreciate it, Dave. Thanks for coming on with us, man. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it, man. Talk to you next week.
All right. I'm obsessed now. So I will not apologize for going all in on this because we're getting more and more evidence.
Yeah.
And this is pretty fantastic. So we've been talking about the Astros and the whistling that you heard before all the fastballs. Almost before every major hit by the Astros yesterday, there was a whistling sound. We played it. We'll play some more. And it's not just in yesterday's game. We now have a bunch of sound and evidence from the past three games at Fenway Park. But I tweeted out something, like a story about how the Astros have been busted for that. And a Major League Baseball pitcher, a star, reached out to us and basically confirmed what our suspicions are.
Whoa.
We will let you know who that is. And we'll have more evidence for you right after Joe Murray's headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is the home of the Bruins and the Celtics.
It is nothing but a thrill a minute.
And these guys.
Oh, my Lord, what could come next?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the batter is Jordan Alvarez. After the ground out by Bregman, and that one's down the line into left. What a night. Alvarez has delivered again. Two more runs will score.
.985 of Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich, and we've been on this most of the morning. And, you know, it kind of started off with me laughing about it because As I said, I love conspiracy theories. I don't care about what team it's about. It could be about the team that I want to win. It could be the way. It doesn't matter to me. Conspiracy theories are the best. Because most of the time, they're ridiculous, and I love indulging them. But as the morning has progressed, this has gone from being something that I thought was some kind of ridiculous to really starting to hold some weight. Now, if you didn't hear it earlier in the show, I was getting a bunch of tweets and emails yesterday about how every time one of the Astros would get a big hit, there would be a whistle in the stands, either a whistle or two very loud whistles. And it sounds like it's the same type of whistle. So whether it's the same person whistling, you know, one way or the other, I'm not sure. There's, of course, the one we just played, which if you didn't hear.
And the batter is Yordan Alvarez. After the ground out by Bregman, and that one's down the line into left. What a night.
That one's obviously, that is very blatant. And then there's this one later on, from Alvarez again.
But just 9 pitches in the first inning, and Yordan Alvarez hits the ball.
And there's several different other ones from the games where that happened. Now, on those two right there, that was the first pitch, so there wasn't any after that you could hear it compare it to. On top of that, we are now going through the tapes of earlier this series, and big hits from Game 4. As a matter of fact, here is, I believe this is the Altuve tying run.
Game-tying homer
in Game 4. Let's take a listen.
High fly ball.
It's there. I heard it.
Yeah, at the 2-second mark. Yep.
I mean, it's right there.
Yeah, I saw this when we were working the game with Jones the other night. We saw this live. Jones was like, no. But this is 2 games in a row, man.
Let's take it. This is another one from not last night, but the night before.
There it goes to left. Altuve is tied.
There you go.
Play that again.
Oh,
play the second one again.
There it goes
to
left.
It the first time.
And he was in it, man. Altuve was bad. He was playing so bad in the series, too.
Right. Yeah. So now, Mike, right now, okay, so since then, we have been getting a bunch of people. As I said, I love all the people who are paying way more attention than I am. And if you remember, during the White Sox series with the Astros, one of the relief pitchers, I always forget the guy's name. His name is Tapera. He was complaining about how, you know, the Astros had a reputation and, you know, it's like, just take a look how they hit at ours as compared to their stadium. And then I remember everyone said, well, the guy's an idiot because once they went to Chicago.
Yeah, I just missed it out of hand.
I just missed it
out of hand because the Astros scored 10 runs in Chicago the next night.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, there's your cheating. But maybe he was onto something.
So, we dismissed it because, well, how are they going to cheat at, you know, the visitor stadium?
Yeah.
And now we're hearing this, and apparently Mike is going through it right now. But from what I'm being told, if you just watch the highlights of that game where the Astros lit it up in Chicago, you're hearing that whistling before all the fastballs as well.
Just the fastballs.
Well, once again, he's going to continue to look and
well,
and
no,
check
the early
out.
Evidence, Mike was just in here loading stuff in for you. The early evidence points in that direction.
Yeah, yeah. So now whether or not that's the case with the Chicago game, he's taking a look at it right now. So now let's add another layer to this. So 2 years ago, there was an article that Yahoo ended up writing. And Yahoo, by the way, was not the only one who reported on this. And this was during the 2019. It was after the series, the ALCS against the Yankees. And it was MLB confirmed whistling after Yankees complained in ALCS, unsure if Astros were the source. The New York Yankees accused the Houston Astros of using whistles to convey stolen signs during the recent American League Championship Series. It turns out they weren't totally off base. According to Andy Martino of SNY, MLB investigators did find evidence of whistling in footage of Game 1 of the ALCS, but they weren't able to identify the source. So they continue to go through, and they've got clips of it, and sure enough, it's there. So I tweeted out that article, and I put whistling. It looks like Major League Baseball was on the Astros about this 2 years ago. And our friend C.J. Wilson, of course, obviously a guy who knows what the hell he's talking about, spent years upon years in Major League Baseball, he ended up tweeting me saying, Stroh's going to Stroh, seeming to confirm what most people in baseball know about the Astros and also not dismissing some of the evidence we've thrown out there. Mike has given me a thumbs up. Are you hearing it?
All right. So this next one I just put in your group, it's from Game 1 against Chicago. And this is Jake Meyers at bat.
Okay, let's take a listen. And now, is this in Chicago or is this in... This
no,
is,
Houston this has
is in,
home field.
This is in Houston. Okay, yeah. This is in Houston. All right. Yeah. Can you find... this is, I'm all in. I got Mike working his ass off.
Jesus,
he's been great.
Look at you. Hey, yeah.
Can you find highlights from the game that they were in Chicago and the Houston Astros started lighting it up? Okay, so let's take a listen. This is from game one.
On the hands and in the right. Welcome to the big leagues, Jake Meyers.
Yeah, take a listen again.
That was a different whistle, I felt like.
Wait, listen.
No, same.
On the hands and in the right.
Same.
Welcome to the big leagues, Jake Meyers.
Do you know what's great about that article?
Dan's right. Is that his first hit? He's like, welcome
to the big leagues. Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, that's right. It was.
About that.
You know what's funny about that article you read about? So this is Andy Martino of SNY. The investigators didn't find evidence of the whistle. They couldn't identify a source. So is like that the thing? They're letting it go on because they can't find a source?
Well, yeah. What are you going to do?
You got to find
the
guy.
To the team.
You got to find the guy, the man or woman that's doing it.
So they're doing it. Major League Baseball knows they're doing it.
Yeah.
But they have no source, so they can't do anything about it.
Think about how much Major League Baseball screwed up the investigation the last time. Think about how they had to get the players to testify and give them immunity to figure everything out. Major League Baseball has to cross their T's and dot their I's this time around. They can't be made fools of again. They have to figure out exactly where it's coming from, and they have to bust that person.
Now, let me be the first to say, I do think there's a lot of gamesmanship going on here. But at the same time, if the whistle thing is, this is a fastball coming.
Well, on top of that, the Astros know they've got the Red Sox by the balls because the one guy who can't say a word is Alex Cora. And you know if he's smart, he has told all of his players, you don't say a word. Yep. Because if anyone mentions it, let's say that, you know, Brazier goes in like a post game and says something about the whistling, immediately the questions go to, guess who?
Yeah.
Alex Cora. And they start turning it to him. But, I mean, it's something I dismissed. This is real. I mean, that you are hearing a whistle before all of them. And
would you be prepared to like do maybe see if the Red Sox did something the previous games to start this? Because I know it sounds like the Astros have done.
So
this
you're
now.
Saying this is retribution?
I mean, we're clearly we heard it in the Chicago series, right? So like, could it be retribution? Could it be? Could the Red Sox have done something the first two games? And now they're really just digging deep.
I don't.
617-779-0985. Real quick, while Mike is loading in another clip, let's go to Ron. Ron on line one. What's up, Ron? You're on Touch on Rich.
How you doing, guys? Well, when you hear this in the Chicago series, too, obviously it's not just a random fan trying to throw them off the plate, but they've got to find that source. And in these next two games in Houston, I mean, maybe this ends up being advantageous for the Sox where they're going to know eyes are going to be on them all over that park. All over that park, there's going to be eyes on them.
Sure.
And Joe, you keep talking about gamesmanship. It's not gamesmanship. This isn't gamesmanship. This is cheating. Yeah. And this is their lineage. And this is going to be their legacy.
That's where I'm trying to separate it. I'm trying to separate the fact of, is this really good sign stealing? Or is this something that's just them literally finding a way to cheat with no, I guess, what's the word? I mean, they haven't found a source. So is it cheating without a source or is it gamesmanship? That I'm really torn on that side, but the evidence is showing that there's a whistle.
I think it's cheating without a source.
Now, Mike, do me a favor. Can you tell me what are these clips that you just put in?
Okay, that one I just put in, game three in Chicago, Jake Meyers again.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, so this is in Chicago. This is the game where the Astros lit him up, right? Let's take a listen.
2-1 Astros lead. Infield will come in for Jake Meyers.
Yep.
On the ground, pass to diving Moncada. It's 3-1.
Are you kidding? I mean,
it's there.
Lionheart on it.
Yep.
Someone just tweeted, "Why is Toucher and Rich doing more to spoil the stealing than Major League Baseball is?" Well, it's because we got Lockhart on it, man.
I think, honestly.
CSI Mike in here.
CSI Mike.
Major League Baseball knows about this. They have to know about this. I'm sure they know about this.
There's a source. They can't figure it out.
And it sucks that they're not going to be at Fenway anymore because obviously the fans would know what to do. You would know what to do to throw it all off. Just everyone would. I mean, that's what you would do.
Can I just say one other thing? The Red Sox didn't hit, and that's not what we're talking about here. The Red Sox didn't hit. But the problem is that when they throw fastball, they are crushing the ball. Like, whether it's Eovaldi in a 2-1 situation with a lead, they're crushing baseballs when they haven't all series long. So I know the Red Sox didn't hit, But this is interesting.
All right, Brandon, you are on Toucher and Rich. Line 2, Dan, if you wouldn't mind. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, so, man, Lockhart doing the Lord's work right now for us. One thing I'd be curious, though, is can he find a whistle where they don't connect for a big hit or it's a not a fastball? Because then you could potentially debunk that.
Well, that's another thing we're looking for. Yeah. So if
he's only one man. He's doing a good job, so but he's only one man.
So what Mike has found is basically every big hit from the last two games, there was a whistle. I mean, we found... Yeah. You know, 60 to 70% of the big hits, there was a whistle. Yes, Dan?
There could be a whistle, and you just may not connect on it.
Sure.
You might know. You know, you might not get, square up the fastball.
But do they swing? Right, yeah.
But do they swing?
Yeah, so there was a so we have found that. So we've confirmed that there is indeed a whistle, and it seems consistent, and it seems to be at the right time, and it almost seems to be the same whistler. We've also confirmed that on several of the big hits during the White Sox series, in which a White Sox player complained about the cheating, you heard a whistle there as well. One thing we do have to find out is whether or not in the same at-bat that somebody whistled, whether a changeup or a curveball or something was thrown, or whether or not there was a lack of whistling. And we will do that, you know, once again. CSI Lockhart, he's working as fast as he can. But I love that C.J. Wilson, of course, guy who knows more about pitching than anybody listening. Like, this guy is obviously, he's told us about... He's talked to us, you know, in depth about the sticky stuff, about the edges all these guys get. And if there's anybody that's got to be pissed about the cheating when it comes to all this, it's a guy like C.J. Wilson. And he was talking about how, like, you know, that's pitchers look at this as like, that's money out of my pocket. That's championships lost. That's bonuses missed when someone is cheating and able to hit off a guy when they know when the fastball is coming. And C.J. Wilson replied to what we were tweeting out there. He said, Stroh's going to Stroh. So
we reach out to him.
We did. I'm seeing if he can come on in a few and talk to us.
I know he's out on the West Coast, so this is a tough ask. But he's up.
Yeah. Oh,
so.
Well, he's up. He's tweeting us. Let's take one more. Who should I take, Kevin? What number? Give me a number. Let's go with number 3.
he just threw up his hands. Jim. Like they're all even.
Jim, what's up, man? I know they're all pissed. Jim, you're on Toucher and Rich.
How you doing it?
Hey, what's up,
Jim?
How you doing, guys? I hate to pour a little cold water on this conspiracy theory because I love it. But just based on the audio you guys are broadcasting, it sounds like the ball is about halfway on its way to home plate when the whistling is occurring. So I'm just – does the human body process that quickly?
Yes.
Do you realize how much time it takes for a batter to pick up spin and pick up location?
And less than that. You just hit dead right.
Yeah, and also, Jim, on top of that, you know, that ball, I mean, it's about 2 seconds or maybe a second and a half between the whistle and the actual swing of the bat. On top of that, I'll play you the clip that was proven that they were cheating with the trash cans being hit, and it's almost at the exact same clip. So, I mean, that's something that they were indeed busted cheating doing, and the timing is almost exact. I understand your point, but I think you're underestimating, first of all, how fast a ball is pitched. So, or how quickly it gets from the hand to the glove.
Quickly major league hitters can process outside stuff like that.
Absolutely. All right. 617-779-0985. We reached out to C.J. Wilson and see if he can continue to comment on this, because I'm all in on the conspiracies. We'll have Joe Murray's headlines in just a sec.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.